Tani Tanakh Medra Vekhanan. For the Ophid to call the Gnirath Kodin, to call his one of most more cause and offer. Being Ophid to call it, being Ophid to Gnirath Kodin and Rahman Maslan, Kovid Banner is a source of Mechila on all ones of them. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yitzchak Metarig Gnirath Chasadim, Tachsiv, the Chesed Emes Yechupa Ova. So the Pasuk in Mishnah says that Chesed and Emes are sources of Kapara. Now, Chesed Zog Gnirath Chasadim, Tanya Merod Yitzchak Ova Chesed, Yim Tzachayim, Tzach Ova Chavim. Emes, the Torah name Emes Knei Ve'al Pimkot. The context in Sefer Mishnah is talking about Torah. What's accomplished with the truth that the Yochanan says truth? The Chesed Zug Mirat Chasodim Shenem Erodis Tzach Ova Chesed Yim Tzachayim Tzach Ova Chavar. Chesed means Chesed. So what do you need that MS means Torah? Okay, so we need to clarify that. But Chesed means Chesed. So the MS is like this. The Ibn Ezra comments in Sefer Yikra, it was a fascinating Ibn Ezra. It's on the Talmud when the Torah talks about the Ezra of Achotza, so the Torah says Chesed. So actually, like Kayadua quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Gemara in Sanhedrin says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what do you mean Chesedu? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu was once Mafia, this Issa, to allow Ach to be Melchei Achoso as a Chesed to let the world come into existence, because Cain and Hevel had to marry their sisters, so there was no one else for them to marry. And that's what the Prophet says, Olam Chesed Yivana. That's how Rashi quotes from Chazal, what it means that it's chesed, that the incestuous relationship of brother and sister, what it means that it's chesed. Then Ezra says what it means, al-darach hatzat. So he says, al-darach hatzat, he says, chesed, but the word chesed doesn't mean kindness. But the word chesed means something extreme. It means something which is extreme. And it's in terms of the etymology, in terms of the semantics of the word, so lav daska, that it implies extreme in a positive sense. It can mean extreme in other senses as well. And that's what the Tshuva for Mikra is, the chesedu, is that this is something extreme. This relationship between a brother and sister is a chesed. It's something off the... you know, beyond the bounds of what's normal and acceptable. And that's what chesed means. Some of the Mepharshim in Sefer Yonah say that as well. When Yonah says in his tshuva, so he says that mishamnim havei shav chasam yazova. So mishamnim havei shav means that the people on the boat who used to be of the Avodah Zarah. So Meshamim, those who Meshamim Mahavlei Shav, is futility of Avodah Zarah, Mechassam Yazov. So what does that mean? So the Mepharshim have a Machlokes is Menakasa Makasa. So some say Chassam Yazov is that Yonah is saying, listen, you and I both know that yes, they took all these Nedarim and they made all these pledges and all these commitments, but now that the storm has subsided, Chassam Yazov, they're going to, all that Chassam they promised to do, all the pledges they make, so chasam yazovu, they're not gonna deliver, they're not gonna live after it. Okay, so according to that, chasam yazovu, chasam means what our general association with it is. But others say no, that Yonah is saying the exact opposite thing. That Yonah is saying, no, they will have forever forsaken their Avodah Zarah. They, who formerly were Meshamim and Havrei Shav, now it's going to be chasam yazovu, and chasam the first Avodah Zarah. That Avodah Zarah Yazovu, they'll abandon. So how does Chesed refer to Avodah Zarah? Again, because it means something which is extreme. It can be something which is extreme in its repugnance. in how much of an anathema it is. It can be extreme in that respect as well. The Rambam at the end of Maran Aruchim also follows the Ibn Ezra in this and says that's what the word chesed means. It means an extreme. So the MS, so the chesed, the chesed, the MS, the chupa also, so Lam's asking, it's not self apparent, it's not obvious that the chesed there has to mean, can give us chasodim. Maybe chesed there means some other form of extreme. I don't know, maybe Rachman al-Islam, it means extreme suffering. Maybe it means, it could mean anything. So that's what the Gemara is asking, that the chesed would give us chasodim. That's why the Rav once commented, he mentioned the Ibn Ezra as well, I think so. And he said, that's why the definition, he said, of real chesed is what we perceive as being irrational chesed. So that's not what a person does. I told us that it seems, okay, he's a nice person, a pleasant person, and he needs a place to eat, so you invite him over for a meal. He says, that's irrational chesed. He says, but real chesed is when it's irrational. Because chesed connotes something which is extreme. And then he mentioned this Ibn Ezra. Then I once heard someone was machaven to this. And said that you see that that's what Eliezer was looking for when Eliezer was looking to see that the risk was about of chesed. So he was looking to see that if so say that gamma tas to say the gam kamalecha aska, so then that would be a simon. So even if one understands the psukim together with the Medrash Chazal that the Mayim Olu L'Kosta, but it only says that the Mayim Olu L'Kosta the first time. So Haga Asmachor, how much camels can drink? So here's Eliezer, there's this evil-bodied man, so he's sitting, doing nothing, not lifting a finger. And here's this girl, okay, maybe she's three, or whatever Medrash one has. She's even 3 years old, so that's even more than mind-boggling. According to the Medrash, that she's 3 years old, and he doesn't lift a finger. How many times does she have to refill in order that the camels can drink the daisy pukan daisy? It's not irrational. But that was the test that we ever said. It will give me a sip. Okay, that's a rational form of chesed. That's still, I don't lift a finger, I don't help, that's already irrational. She's ready to do that. So then that's an indication that she's an emissary of Allah's chesed. Yeah, correct. But Eliezer's Hadithson, the deity is not in the word chesed, that it's clear, not referring to that topic, it's clear that the test, that the simon, the character trait that Eliezer is looking for is that it should be a balanced chesed. And the point is that the indication that he's looking for is again, basically something which is irrational. I think most of us would say that if she would lend him her tail and just be willing to wait a half hour while he drew the water for all the camels, so then that would be a chesed. No, I want this that she should do it. No, so then what sort of happens is that again, etymologically, so the word is neutral. So you can have chesed in it can be extreme in the most positive sense, or it can be extreme in any kind of negative sense as well, such as alayas, such as avodazara. It can be that type of extreme as well. Then the more common usage is that the chesed then is used primarily in a positive sense, and as a result. So then sometimes it absolutely does connote that. But the point is that in terms of our Gemara, this is the chesed v'emes yichufa avam. So again, the question we ask is, so why do you have to correlate that with another pasuk? So the answer is that the same way chesedu and chasam yazovu, so you might have thought, so maybe there's some other type of extreme chesed v'emes, so maybe it means I don't know, the extremes in the Tzibur Kishon critiques and things like that they roll around in the snow. Maybe it's some kind of other extreme behavior. That's what the Yochanan is clarifying. But then, because chesed in the sense that we use it, Gnir Chasodim is an instance of chesed, what chesed means etymologically, so then often it's just used in that narrow sense, in that applied sense. Elokoga is bona minayim. Tana lehahu sabu mitzim etzim veyachoy asya oven oven. Ktivhasa b'chesed v'emes yichupa oven. Uktivhasa u'mesalim avon ozo tochek b'nehim. Okay, here I just thought maybe we take a look. The Rabbeinu Yoma in Shari Tshuva discusses this pasuk, b'chesed v'emes yichupa oven. He's only partially following the drush of Chazal. He's not understanding emes necessarily as Torah, but the first half in terms of chesed, so there he is understanding the pasuk the same way as our Gemara dashes it. So if you take a look, the columns are sort of flip flops in the directing here, but on the left hand side where is Osman Zion. For Ika Shivasa, Lizo Pula Tachetiva Emes. That's one of the things about Shuva is supposed to do is to pursue opportunities for Chesed and Emes. Ki Inyan Shinema, Bechesed the Emes Yichupa Oron, Uviyera Tachem Sua Meva. The after his boning bestowed Hamikra Hazeh. Ki Ha'umlam, in Hakotel of Shavuot Hashem, lo yitzkater avon of the Tzal Hashatzer. It doesn't mean that if a person is a Baal Averis and doesn't do tshuva, but he also happens to be a Baal Chesed, it doesn't mean that the Chesed wipes out the Averis. It doesn't mean that at all. Shemot Shemem Akhtar lo yitzah fonim lo yitzah stochad. The Pesu of Hashem is Zal, lo yitzah stochad mitzvah. What kind of stochad do you give the Yivon Shalom? So the stochad, you give the Yivon Shalom, you give him mitzvah. So it says, no, but you can't stop at mitzvah limcho l'hada al-azama. The person has to do tshuva on his averus. He can't just try to drive the Ribbono Shel Olam to have a yochel, but with mitzvah. The old Amru, kol ha'omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu vatran hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he yields, he weighs things, he's mindful on things, just to see, without any tshuva, without anything, yivotu chayev achman al-azman. So that his life be yielded. Avon, like a result of marich hatayim. However, the imlo yitznu, if one doesn't take advantage of that yichus hatayim, yomo t'ulos and alfeikam. So then Rachman will respond, the onus is forthcoming. Achim zeh sa'amah shlomo olav ha'shom b'chesed l'emes yichut ha'avon abal tshuva v'yideh. So then the question is, it's not a substitute for tshuva, so it means it complements tshuva, it supplements tshuva. So Eidazai, why is it needed as a supplement? So says of Ben Yomna, Ki yesh averos shehat tshuva v'yom ha-kipurim tolim v'yisurim memarkim. Right? Kashi yizbar v'sarah raviz. The shiluk ha-kapar from the, which the Gemara in Yuma quotes. Then I say, if there's no tshuva, mokum lo miyat. And the lab, so then he needs Yom Kippur for. But then if it's Menachamulos, so then he needs Yom Kippur, he needs Yisurim as well. Rachmanu Litzlan. Kiyei Shavera Shad Tshuva V'Yom HaKippurim Tolim. the Yisurim and Narkin. It's only Yisurim which totally cleanse. Kasha Yisbar v'Sahari. V'hine HaChesed Yogen Ba'ad HaChotei V'yishmo Olam and HaYisurim. The Shagam Hatzal Yatzal Min HaMavis K'mos HaKasa V'Stalka Tatzal Min Mavis. So then Yona says that what the Pasuk means, V'chesed V'emes Yichuf HaAvon, means that the role of Yisurim in a person attaining full kapara, so a person can substitute chesed for Yisurim. That's what it means. Then he goes on, he talks about the second part about emes yichuf ha'avon, not necessarily referring to our Gemara's drasha on it. The yogis avon, v'hu avon shel hashem, v'hatsuv v'yisurim tovim u'misa memarekes, k'mo sh'nama in yichuf ha'avon ha'azel lachem artin muslim, v'hine ka'asher ha'avon mishtada l'smoch b'yadu emes, to support emes, V'yad v'achareha v'yis'ore b'dvareha v'hoshia oro v'ein ebrei amo. He projects emes before people. V'yichazeg yidei anshio emes v'nisa roshem. And he strengthens the hands of people who are anshio emes. And on the other hand, v'chito tashreki yashbilon. Now on the right hand side of the page, Yagiyan Arafa, Hine Eva Darke Kiddush Hashem, Vahod Vahodol in Rosso Vavodoso Ba'olam, Vahod Vishafaris the Mikras Tarasso, Al Kain, says Aveni Yoma, Vahardos Pa'ol of Lakadish at Hashem, Ula Oreho Emes, Lahokhinosa Ulasada to establish it, Nokon Kisatanayad. Lahokhinosa to establish MS Ulasada and to support it. So the Nifrachlo here too. Again, it's MS as substituting for the role of Yisurim and even Nisa Rahman Rasman. The Nifrachlo me Avon Hashilo im Hashuva the Sumo Ho MS Umas Asma Hashilo. It's a Nida connected Nida. That MS results in a Kiddush Hashem, which is the Nida Kenegid Nida, the Tshuva Kenegid the Chilul Hashem, Rachman Ratzvan. Nidas Tshuvaso, Neged Nidas Mishuvaso. Zehu Beiru B'chesed V'emes, Yichu Parava. Let's continue here. Amar Yochanan, Negoyim Ubonim, Einen Yisurim Parava. So a person who, Rachman al-Islam, is afflicted either with Nigei Tzaraas or with Poronos of Bonin, the Gemara is going to clarify, are we talking, Rachman al-Islam, about children dying in the parent's lifetime, or are we talking about being childless? Einen Yisurim Shalava. These are not Yisurim Shalava. Says the Gemara u'negoyim lo. Is that really true that a person who suffers Nigei Tzaraas, these aren't Yisurim Shalava v'hatanya, kol mi sheyetzo echad me'avo naros negoyim halalu, einan elo mizbeach kaparo. If a person suffers from one of the negoyim, one of the naros negoyim, it's a mizbeach kaparo. So when we were discussing what exactly the different views of what exactly Yisurim Shalava are on Ra'alev, so we saw that the Ramban says that Yisurim Shalava, again, doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just gives Yisurim just purely L'harbot Tzad. That even though that there's no hate, there's no nothing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Yisurim. Ramban says it doesn't mean that. Ramban says what it means is that Averos of Shogeg, so there HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that a person should be cleansed even from those Averos. But it doesn't mean that it's L'lo Chet V'Ovon, against what Rashi said in Amud Aleph. And Ramban says, and this Gemara proves my understanding, because otherwise, why does the Gemara think that the fact that the Brisa says that there is Mizbeach Kapara contradicts Rabbi Yochanan, who says that they're not Isurim Kol Arba. So apparently, Mizbeach Kapar is right for the most part. So the only thing a person gets Kapar on the Mizbeach is for Sergei. So that's what the Ramban says. So you see exactly that for the Isurim Kol Arba means the Isurim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, that it's an Arba that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, so that we should be cleansed even from that. So we shouldn't even have that din. And he says that's exactly what the Gemara's chapter is here. That's why the Gemara l'cha'ora thought that Mizbeach Kapara and Yisurim Kol Arba were identical. And that's what the Gemara answers, that Mizbeach Kapara hazel, Yisurim Kol Arba lo hazel. That lav dafka, that these two are identical. So that you see that the Gemara's understanding of Yisurim Kol Arba is that Yisurim Kol Arba come in response to Chet B'Sogei. Okay, Gemara has two evidences here. Ibas Emo Halon V'Halahu. Here's the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. So now we'll just learn the Rashi, and maybe we'll come back to discuss the Machlokas. But Halon V'Halahu, so Rashi says the third line, the Eretz Yisrael Sa'arech Chomer Mekudash Ozba U'metzor Etan Shiluach Chutzalahem Einan Yisurim Salahava. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when as a result of the Negoyim, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu is imposing isolation on a person, because one of the demon of the Masori is Bode Yeshe Mechutzal Nachal Masavo, is that he saw in Shiluach outside of any Ori Echoma HaMekudashos. So then that's not a something which is so disruptive isn't Yisurim Kol Arba. But in outside of Eretz Yisrael, in Bavel, where it doesn't cause such a disruption, so then they in fact are Yisurim Kol Arba. The Ibar Tzeimo HaBetzino HaBetzahesh. Actually, this is the Tzino Tachos V'Gadosh, that he has the Negoyim in a place where no one sees it, because it's Tachos V'Gadosh, as opposed to a place on his hands, on his face, of one of the where people are aware of it. That kind of public rebuke is not the Yisurim Kol Arba. No. Says the Gemara, Ubonim Lo, the other half of the Yochanan statement, and Bonim are also not Yisurim Kol Arba. Heshi Dami, what are we referring to? Even the Havaluhu Vamesu, if it means that the person had children and they died, Rachman Ovatran, Vahomer of Yochanan, Dein Garma the Asira Avir. Rashi explains, Ze Etzem so Ben Asir Yishemesu. So that Rav Yochanan had Rav Yochanan had bone, Garma, of the tenth son that he had lost in his lifetime. And when he would go to the Menachem Aveilun, and he would see that people were so distraught and so tzedochen, and they didn't think they'd be able to persevere, so Rav Yochanan would say that you can, because look, look what I had to endure, and I continue. So on Rav Yochanan, Dein Garma Da'asira, this is the bone, this is all I have left of my tenth son, of ten sons. So how does that prove that losing children is Yisurim Kol Arba? So Rashi says that Gavir Rabbi Rav Yochanan lo bo lo Yisurim Ke'en Kol Arba. We see from the fact that Rav Yochanan had to endure such Yisurim, they could only have been Yisurim Kol Arba. Tosfos says, you take a look in the Tosfos, from the Yochanan and Dein Garma Da'asira there, so Tosfos says, well, according to the Gemara, it's going to conclude that not having children at all is not Yisurim Kol Arba, and then many tzaddikim who didn't have children either. So according to Rashi, it said it doesn't work out. Tosfos says, we're near the forest, next to the Ayin Aleph on the base in parentheses, so Hachi Torah, the Homer of Yochanan Dein Garma, Alma, mi dahavi raga v'nachem achem b'chach, shmami na dahavi yisurin t'alava. No, the chat is like this. The fact that Rabbi Yochanan would refer to the loss of his own children, so what sort of nechama is it in telling people, look, these are not yisurin t'alava, it's an indication that that the Yochanan was given a real clap. No, if he's comforting them, so it must be that he's telling them, no, it's an indication, you should know that these Yisurim that you're living through, that you're suffering, are Yisurim Talava. So that's giving people some chizuk. Answers the Gemara, Elohadu lo havulei klau, Elohadu havulei v'meisu, Rashi, Sehavulu banim v'meisu, havulei Yisurim Talava. But if low has a low, so that's not Eastern Salava. Rabbechia bar Abba Cholas, he was sick. All the gather of Yochanan. Amalei Chaviva Nalecha Yisurin, Amalei Lohain Veloscharin. No, I'd rather not have the Yisurim and forego the Tzchar of Yisurim. So on the way, you have the Yodok, Yahid Le Yodei V'Ukne. So Yochanan was able to heal him. So Yochanan Mecholas, all the gathered of Chanina, Amalei Chaviv and Alechi Yisurim, and they often have the same response. Amalei Lohen V'Lotzchara. Amalei Hav L'Yadach, Yav L'Yadei V'Ukne. Says the Gemara, what does Rav Yochanan need Rav Chanina for? Amai, look in Rav Yochanan and Ashtay. Amrei, in Chavish Matar Asma Beis Asurim. The chole needed the schus, needed the schus of the other. But the laws of chole, all the gabi of Yochanan, chos is that I have a kagayin to buy it also. It was lying in a dark room. Gal yeva dare, so the Yochanan rolled up his sleeve, the nafal mahore, and the Yochanan's skin was so beautiful, it literally shone. So there was light reflected from his skin. Chazi to have a kabocha of Elazar. So Yochanan sees that Elazar was crying. On the way, my kabocha. Imishin Torah de lo aftes. If you're crying because you didn't learn as much Torah as you would have wanted, to lo mata hadei kitzomcha. So Nino, that's nothing to cry about. Echad amar, the rechad amar, me lebuzat yechav and riba l'shamayim. As long as the person does his best, so there's no absolute standard or scale of how much a person is supposed to learn. He's supposed to do his best and learn as much as he can. And Rav Yochanan obviously felt that Rav Elazar had done it. So he said, the fact that you would have wanted to learn even more, but as long as the person does his best. Right? Echad amad v'echad amad, it doesn't mean, right? It doesn't mean, you know, well, so now if I'll learn 10 minutes, then I'll do it the same for mine. I'll bring 7 the same for mine. What it means is that, again, if there's no absolute scale of what a person has to accomplish, it means that part of being the same for mine is that a person does his best and takes advantage of whatever opportunities he has. Echad amad is echad amad will provide you chavim evil for mine. The inishim is zone. Maybe, says Rashi, she'en cha'oshir. Maybe you're crying because you're not rich. Lo kolavim zot v'shei kolchana. So how can it occur to Rabbi Yochanan that the beloved is crying because he didn't make the Fortune 500? How can that occur to him? So maybe the chat is like this. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan thinks that Rav Elazar perhaps interprets his lack of Ashiras as that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is displeased with him. And that he thinks that that's a way to measure, and the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu withheld that bracha on some level indicates that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is displeased with his avodah. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan is answering, and no, that's not necessarily the case. Lo kol adam zoch l'sefer chonos, meaning even if a person is a tzaddik, but sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu says no, that the best thing, the optimal circumstances are for him, is not to have sefer chonos, is not to have success in Olam Hazeh as well. So don't interpret your lack of prosperity to displeasure necessarily mitzad the bonus of Olam. V'inishim bonei, and if you're crying over children, I guess most children, then gam adasirabim, the yisurim shalahava, that's no cause for crying even. So on the way, so the Lord says, no, lahaisufa the bali ba'asha kavochina, which apparently means that I'm crying for you. I'm crying lahaisufa, this beauty, meaning your beauty, Rabbi Yochanan, the boli ba'asa, which is going to wear away, which is going to be lost, ba'asa kavochina. On the way, Rabbi Yochanan says to him, alda vade kavochis. That's worth crying about. Ubasut havayim. And they both cry. So what's the tzaddik? What is Rabbi Lazar answering him when he says, "Oh, ha'isufa d'voi ba'arik avachina"? What's he answering him? So I think, if I remember correctly, I think Rav Nissen Alter Zechon Zoch in his Hesed for the Meister quoted this Gemara. I think if I'm recalling correctly, I think he said that the Rav Lazar was a Talmud of Rav Yochanan. The blood was a Talmud of Rav Yochanan. And the fact is that when his Rebbe came in to be Mevakeh Chola, so the blood was overcome by Rav Yochanan's beauty, right? The physical beauty, the physical beauty obviously reflected some kind of spiritual radiance in Rav Yochanan's case. And what Rabbi Lazar was saying is, what I'm crying is that I don't think that I, as your Talmud, am going to be able to perpetuate that shufa. And that when you die, so that shufa is going to be lost. Al-Hashufa d'vali v'arik ha-dochina. And Rabbi Yochanan tells them, yeah, al-dav v'arik ha-dochina. I think he added more, tremendous financial loss. All the gadei that Yehuda achved Rav Salah chassid v'abonan, v'amulei Rav Adi v'avu v'abonan, v'amulei la'ayina v'milei. When a person has that kind of loss, he should make a chesed on others. Amulehu mi chassidna v'inaychu, but I'm chassid. Do you think I'm such a big dollar there? So on the way, Michasik Kutchid Zichudavidina Belavina. And are you Choshir HaKadosh Baruch Hu that there isn't just cause? So Tosfos says, Dina Belavina, Havei Tzadikim Yesh Elokim Begufan B'Mamonim. I mean, it could have been Yisurim Talava. It's not Elohim Ho Yodim, so Ho Yenosein Shivusha La'arise, Ho Yerosim Remos Lo Shalayasa Oz. They only said it because they knew the answer, right? So they asked the question because they knew the answer. But otherwise, it wouldn't have been such a legitimate question, because it could have been a type of Yisurim Shalava. They knew that it wasn't. So this was just their leading. So he says to them, Amalahu, Iika Mandeshmiya Alay Nosa Lema. Okay, so if someone knows, so obviously you have something in mind. If someone has heard something negative about me, let him say so. Amulei hofi shmi'alan. This is what we heard. We heard that you don't, you're sharecropper, so the arrangement is, right, as the term suggests, that he works for a percentage. So he's supposed to get a percentage not only of the crop, of the grapes, but he's also supposed to get a percentage of the vines, of the branches which are cut. And we heard that you shortchange him on that, but you're not giving him his full chalek of the branches that are cut. You're giving him the grapes, but you're not giving him the branches that are cut. So Amalahu, he says to them, Nika Travik Li Nide Mine, does he leave me anything? Hakagani Vlay, Kule. He steals, he takes from the grapes far more than his share. If he's supposed to get half, he's taking much more than half. So what I'm doing is I'm withholding some of his mother, some of the branches, to recoup what he's stealing from me in the grapes. So on the way, so they say that's no defense. Hainu the Amri Inse, Bosa Ganva Ganov, the Taima Taim. You steal from the Ganav, so you're also tasting the taste of Geneva. So they tell him that's no defense. It's not justified. And he accepts it. Amaluhu Kavilma Alai, Kadoma Alai, the Yehivna Alai. So even though I know that he's stealing from me with regard to the grapes, I'll give him the full share of the branches. Now, Ika the Amre, Chodo Chala Vahavacham, either miraculously the vinegar turned back into wine, or the Ika the Amre, Aika Chala Vizam Bidmei Bechama, or the price went up, the price of vinegar went up, and he was able to sell it at what previously wine had been worth. Okay, so here there's a few just interesting relevant dealing here. First of all, the Rimon Bavakama has a din of it in his din on an aspect. Of it in his din on an aspect, he might tell the story that there were two people who were partners in a well. And the surface was that they alternated days drawing water from the well. So one had Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, the other had Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So the Gemara tells the story that one of the Sutsim went not in his day, and the other Sutsim's day, and the other one was Ovid in his Yinul Anastay. He hit him to prevent him from taking the water which belonged to him on that day. And the Gemara said that he was justified in so doing because Ovid in his Yinul Anastay. So the Ramah, when he when he quotes his din, this is Simon Zalad in Chosin Mitzvah. When Ramah quotes his din, the beginning of the sif in the Mechaber is that if a person sees his friend stealing something, Yochol lahakoso at seyanichanu, he has the right to hit him. He has the right to hit him. He's empowered. He's authorized to hit him as part of the Ovid in his general master. Provided, Moyoko Lahansu in your master. It doesn't mean that he can vent his anger here. But if that's the only way to prevent him. Afilu hu dovet se'en bo hefzei, in yam tenatzi yamidenu b'din. Even if it's not a question of he's gonna steal the car and then he's gonna escape and you won't be overtaken to Bezdin. However, Vahushi Yachal Avara Shashalohu Notel Bedin, provided that this is an open and shut case, where there to be a Din Torah, you could prove very unequivocally that it belongs to you. Now, if you take a look in the Ramah, the fourth line in the Ramah, the Yeshomen, right after the test, right? You see the test to the Bira Hagua, you see the Yeshom in there. The law of Minin Ovid in his Yin of Anashe, Rach the Chetet Tamazura lo Sehu Shalo. That you only say Ovid in his Yin of Anashe when there's a specific, discrete item which belongs to the Nigzal or there's a targeted nigzal to go into gizalo, orosa lagozlo, orosa lahazika. Then yochel lahatzosa lo. Avol in kvon yischayev lo, mikoach gizela o mimoka machela. The other thing is, you know, is to recover what's yours, or to prevent what's yours from being stolen. But what if it's just to collect? Let's say he already was magic. He already broke the window. So then there's no din of other in a din of the master that the replacement cost is $100, but he has the right to go beat the guy up and collect $100. Then he has to go to Bezdin, and he has to take him to a din tower, and Bezdin will collect. Where does this din come from? So take a look in the Bir Hagura Osiyat Beis. It's in the first line of the left-hand column of the Bir Hagura. So the Gemara says, Zrach Hoshen Adbe. So that's this Gemara. So why did they tell Rav Huna that he was wrong? Rav Huna said, he stole from me. I'm just recovering. Yes, he's entitled to the half of the Zmaros, but he stole from me from the Amnodim. So I'm recovering what he stole from me by withholding the Zmaros. It's other in his inner Lanashe. And that's what they told him. That's what they told him. No, other in his inner Lanashe is like the Ramah says. It's only the Chayfa Tamazurah Shehu Shalom. If he stole this from me, he stole this object from me, so then other inner din on the nashe to recover this object. But he stole something else, and I'm going to take this object in collection, so as a collection agency, so there we don't say other inner din on the nashe. Now, others... Yeah, the fact that is... I'm going to for two things. Not everyone agrees with not everyone agrees with this fact of the Rama. If you think that Ovid in a zero and nafse would also be to collect from a gamut, even if let's say the gneva is no longer intact. He ate or sold the grapes that he stole. And you think that Ovid in his inner master, so what do you do with this gemara? How do you learn this gemara if you think that's the case? You think, well, this is the faith of Chasuk Echemet from the Zilberstein on the Sechus Brachos.
What's the name?
The Zilberstein, Chasuke Chemed, here on the top, you have it on the right hand side. So it's a very nice paper. It has sort of, I think it's intended to accompany Dafyomi. It has He'oros Halofala Meister, I'll say the Hadassim. I think there is on Brachos and on Sadis as well, I think. So he quotes here that others say Pshat, one of the Nosei Kelim and Shulchanoruch, I think he's quoting, say, if you take a look in line 3 here in the right-hand column, Mikol mokom shayach bozeh bosa ganva mitzad shlohoyo lo yidiyo vadoyis al pi ri'iyo de'ena shahoris nata oselo v'al pi undana in lodin klau kiyam bezin hagodol v'doro. But Adas say no, the child over here is, Rav Huna didn't witness it. Rav Huna just knew that how much his field yields, and he just knew that when he came to get his 50%, there wasn't 50% there. So the umdana was that the artist was taking it. But he didn't have eyewitness. It's more than that, but he witnessed the artist counting off more than the 50% he was entitled to. So it was very, very suggestive circumstantial evidence, but that's all it was. And that's why they objected to what Rav Huna was doing. They said to him, Ovid in his dinner enough to attack you, you would be entitled to do it if you had seen him stealing from you, so then you'd be entitled to do it. So based on an umdana, so that's a bezdin at times can be done. I'll pay such an umdana, but other in his din manas they cannot. So those are the two pshat in our gemara.
Something I would have, the first way to explain it makes sense too long to make a right, and doesn't have the role to ensure that what you are from the start with the Lord your own hand. Referring to this second interpretation, though, is to contract the role of person. And if I can understand how again, it's not the same object as he's taking back the fellow in the cook, and I could literally take the Lord into his own hand, just if he contracts the power of person.
I'm not sure. I'd have to check. I don't remember. But assuming that this opinion says that when Ovi Inatim Master is applying not to Chesed and Nevuah, that in such a case we're not being Matir Hakot or anything. Then it's a little easier to understand. Again, Rasuna wasn't. Rasuna was just saying, look. He owes me $100 that he stole from me. So doesn't it make sense that I shouldn't be mechuyah to pay him everything I owe him, that I should be allowed to withhold that $100? Again, to say that, to say, I mean, it's not as much, the taking the law into one's own hands, the yokola hakoso, so the question is, does this opinion, when it's not a chavit in the rura, does it even allow the yokola hakoso? So if they do, so then I hear the question more. If they don't, it's much easier to understand. So in Suyin Bava Kamma, so I think the way that the din of Ovi Inatim Menashe is explained is that a person, so let's say even the Mechada, right? Let's say the Mechada with the Ramah, that we're talking about a Chesed HaNevuah which was stolen, or which there's a threat to steal it, so you're kidding him. Either there's an Issa of Panyosef HaKoso, kidding a person is also an Issa Daraisa. So what's the answer? The answer is that a Shliach Bezdin is Bezdin sends a Shliach and tells him to beat this guy up. So Shliach Bezdin is allowed to do it because Bezdin has it. So the fact is that other Inatim Menashe means that the person acts as a Shliach Bezdin. So now the only question is, so in what circumstances does other Inatim Menashe apply? But we can't ask a Kasha how can he do it, because he's being over on the Fasok Chasokhe, any more than we can ask the question of how can he can, he's being over on Tanyosa. So the answer is that if Ovid Inus in the Nafsi applies, so then the student don't apply. Then there's another, he has here also another very interesting, the Zilusim has another interesting Shaiva also, which Abu Gemara is critical in being posted. If you take a look here on the bottom of the right hand column, the following story, right? Nevanin and Allah should make it the shchena. People are talking that a person is making trouble and for his neighbor. Hayistapeh, the mizgonim, the shchena hamatanei beisa. So can a person say, I'm just doing that in self-defense? Is there an issa lashon hara? Is there an issa lashon hara to say if they see the case is that Ruvain went and he took a bag filled with garbage, filled with cigarette butts, and I guess the parish itself. I guess there was sunflower seeds and all kinds of other peels and refuse. And he takes this bag filled with his garbage and he takes it to his neighbor's door. So people say, look at this terrible behavior. In reality, all this is garbage that his neighbor was dumping in his yard, and this was his way of trying to get the neighbor to stop doing it, right? So what he was doing in context was totally legitimate. So the question is there an issa lashon hara to him to explain, for him to defend his own reputation? So is he allowed to do that if the only way he can do it is by talking about, is saying something which is lashon hara about his neighbor? So is that legitimate? So you take a look in the left-hand column. So tshuva, ne'ema v'rasach v'zvach v'zatayim v'zay, v'rachunet kifu le'dalit me'advane d'chamma. All the gadi of Yehuda, amalahu, ikan mandi shmeel ay nosa leima, amalai haka shmeel and loyav ma'asa visha, la'arish, amalahu, mishtavik v'imideh, haka gadi v'ay kulay. So the Rafuna is saying lashon hara about his oris just to protect his own reputation. Right? His telling this to the Chachamim is not going to prevent the oris from stealing in the future. It's not any kind of, and there's no indication that he's warning them, oh, don't hire this oris. No, the context of the Gemara is that he's saying the lashon hara just because that's the only way he can protect his own reputation. The Kasa Al-Kasa Chashashayim Harei Lo Yotza Midele Rafuna Cho Elas Allah Habo Shilo Yigna Rosa Yotze Rach Litchot Me'atma Hagenai V'zeh also Kim Nehu Abba Vavir Rasa Chaz Yigman Bavir Rasa tells a story that Amor Yerub Shimon the Rebbe Lava Nash Tzatziha Get Zeh Lo Zman, so get a sort of Zman in it. So the Shimon defended himself, says, I didn't write this get which doesn't have Zman in. Yehuda Chaita Kastre. This guy wrote it. So I'm going to read, because I'm not going to have that. Stop talking less than hard. After Kavanasa Haitha Rakhla Haitha Lashno, he was just protecting his own, he was clearing his own name. Vim Ken Echa Yemuta Rakhuna Vistata Rakhlaim Seha Oriz Gone Ezmi Menu. That's the Kastre of the Chaita.
He could have said, I didn't do it, somebody else.
Oh, so that's one of his two answers. Haitha Rakhla Rakhlaim Seha. That's the second of the two answers the Chafetz Chaim gives. Answer number one, that in the Gemara Brachos Rashi Tireis, the Zavastano, she ain't a chosid v'nechem to the gonad we have a yosin yishalto. What do you mean that she ain't a chosid v'nechem? Why should it be chosid v'nechem? So apparently the impression you get is that this guy was a bavos v'ganav. That's what Rafun is not saying. He's not telling him anything new. He's just telling him, what are you coming with kindness to me? You know he's a ganav. Everyone knows he's a ganav. It's a double yandura. The Kavanah says, "You say, 'How you makir also a bonan to ganav?' In Canaan, Shaiach was a lashon hara. To tell you that someone who's a known ganav happens to be stealing from me as well is not lashon hara. Everyone knows that he's a ganav. Days, but unto the Reb Shimon the Rebbe, lohoya olav lahatel asaas mal Yehuda chayta. He doesn't have to specify who was doing it. He can just say, 'I didn't write it.' Masha in Canaan the Reb Huna, couldn't say." I'm not withholding this mother. He was withholding this mother. There was no other way for him to defend himself. So that's what Zubushin says. According to the Chafetz Chaim's second answer, so then ain't nachanami. So in this case, with Ruvain and Shimon and the neighbors, it's the only way a person can dispel a suspicion from himself is by telling the truth, albeit lashon hara, about his neighbor, then he's allowed to do it. And it's only if it's not absolutely necessary. But if that's the only way to clear his own name, so then he has the right to do it. That's not included in the issa lashon hara.